Listen to what God says in Jeremiah 2, verse 3. Israel was holiness to the Lord, the firstfruits of his increase. All that devour him will offend. Disaster will come upon them, says the Lord. With tensions building in the Middle East, you hear a lot of talk about Israel being the chosen people. And it's true. As you turn through the pages of the Bible, you discover that God really did have a special role for Israel. As the literal descendants of Abraham, they were to take up residence in the land of Canaan, the crossroads of the ancient world. From there, they would carry out the ceremonies of the sacrificial system, giving the world a hands-on object lesson in God's plan of salvation. Every lamb sacrificed, every ritual for purification, every feature of the temple was meant to show the world something about Jesus, even before his birth. So, in a very special sense, the nation of Israel really was God's chosen people. But just in case we're tempted to think that's exclusivism or snobbery, it's important to remember that you can think of a chosen people in more than one way. You can think of them as an exclusive club that shuts out the world and keeps all the goods to itself, or you can think of it as a special assignment, one designed to win the whole world to God. In this verse we just read in Jeremiah, there's an important statement we shouldn't miss, because it shows us which of those two options God had in mind when he called the nation of Israel. Israel was holiness to the Lord, the first fruits of his increase, the Bible says. The first fruits was the first grain to ripen in the harvest season, and the idea behind celebrating the first fruits was faith that God would ripen the rest of the harvest, just like that first part. When God called Israel his chosen people, it was a public statement that God intended to do what he did for Israel for the whole world. He didn't draw the line at the literal sons of Jacob. He had something much bigger in mind, which should tell us something about the magnanimous nature of our God. When he looks down on this ruined planet and he sees people wandering around aimlessly, having lost their connection to him, his plan is to win them all. And that would mean that God is not in the business of keeping people out of his kingdom, he's in the business of getting them in. And of course, if you already know God, that should tell you something about what he might expect from you. If you know and love God, you are defined in the book of Galatians as a descendant of Abraham by faith. And that makes you a type of first fruits, a declaration to the world of God's good intentions toward everybody. When we're tempted to think we're really something because God has pulled us into his church, we've utterly missed the point. We're a starting point, a tool in the hands of God to win the rest of the world. Your life becomes a case study in what God can do for someone else, which, of course, makes living magnanimously yourself and letting God show the world what he can do through you just a better way to live.